Hey, it's Ara Zobari, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. Talk much in the woozy space, 'cause there's understanding on our woozy face.
I'm as good as Frank Ryan. Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's DJ Over Easy here, and you poor, unfortunate, long-suffering listener have stumbled across Making Bacon. Well, because it's Saturday morning, and this is CFRC 101.9, the most incredible radio station in the world, in the universe, at least the solar system. And we, as CFRC, are broadcasting from the lower Carruthers Hall on the Queen's, the beautiful Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. And it's hot, it's going to be a nice weekend and all that stuff. And I hope you have tuned in today in good spirits. I hope that you things are going well for you because you deserve it. And thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I know you're supporting CFRC, and thank you for that. If you're up on a Saturday morning at this time and you've actually made the conscious decision to choose listening to me on CFRC, that's just because you love CFRC, and really doesn't have much to do with anything. But thank you for doing that, because today I have a special show. Today is a show that I'm going to call Farewell to Uncle Fifi. That's right. This past week, one of the most beloved individuals for me growing up and as an adult in my family was my Uncle Fifi. That's right. And it's because when I was a kid, I grew up on farm in Picton, of course, and we had a dairy farm, probably about 30 head, and I went to Sveisburg Central School, and it was a pretty charmed life, I have to admit. It was very quiet and peaceful, and I spent hours alone in nature, just observing and hunting and playing and imagining and all of these wonderful things. And it was wonderful. It was great. My parents, when they had me, were young, were very young by my standards today. Mom was 19, 20 when she had me, and my brother when she was basically 19. Because of that, and I lived with my grandparents on the farm, and my parents were young. We just kind of were a young family on a farm. You worked, you know, my parents being 20 years old couldn't get away, so I had tons of cousins and family, and they would come over and, you know, pretty much every weekend, and we'd have a card tournament or some kind of meal or, you know, a big meal for everybody because it was like a holiday weekend or whatever, and everybody would be, but everybody pretty much always came to the farm, and everybody loved it. Everybody absolutely loved it. And, my aunt and uncle lived in Sudbury at the time, actually a little town called Garson. And my grandmother was alive and she was a spitfire. She was, I've come to discover, because she passed away when I was about 15, 16. I didn't understand what an incredibly powerful and empowering feminist my grandmother was. As a Tupperware salesperson, I've heard multiple stories from women years later who still talk about Gran. We called her Granny because she hated that. And still talk about how her name was Faye. She would not take no for an answer, and she had the mouth of a sailor, and she called all her friends, you know, derogatory terms for prostitutes and all of those types of things. It was great. She was amazing. So my Aunt Judy, she had a large chest for her whole life. And so my grandmother started calling her Jugs. And when I was younger, so, but as a kid, that was disrespectful. So it was very clearly laid out to me that I had to call her Aunt Jugs. So that's how that started. Gran started calling my Aunt Judy Aunt Jugs. And then I'll tell you the story on how Uncle Fifi came to acquire his name. But first of all, I'm going to go to the Sudbury.com news, and I'm going to read you the obituary, and then I'm going to go on to YouTube here, because YouTube, because I don't use Spotify anymore. It's got all the old country songs, all country and western songs that Uncle John enjoyed and we listened to when we went on many a fishing trip. So I'm going to play some music that's Uncle John's favorite, or Uncle Fifi's favorite tunes. And some of my own stuff that is Uncle Fifi adjacent that I know he would love, that I love. I'm going to miss this guy. Once I get to tell you a couple stories, you're going to see what a unique and incredible individual he was. So, John Paul Boudreau. John passed away peacefully at the Mason McCullough Hospice on July the 5th, 2026, surrounded by family. He survived by his wife of 61 years, Judy, a.k.a. Aunt Jugs, his son Bill, with wife Kim, daughter Christina, and Brian. His son, Steve Boudreau, has gone on ahead to warn everybody to have the Wiser's Rye ready. John, a.k.a. Grumpy, was the proud grandfather of Lila, Olivia, Jonathan, and Gregory. And he also was very happy he got to meet his great-grandson, Calvin, before he passed. John was born in Timmins on June the 27th, 1939. He worked in forestry until 1959 when he joined the Canadian Armed Forces and was stationed in Germany and in Italy. He was an expert marksman. John and Judy were married in July 1965, and they returned to Canada after leaving the military in 1969. He worked in sales until they bought Garson Taxi / Air Cab in 1981. John was a proud member of the Valley East Lions Club for 50 years. They moved to Folliette and then to Picton and eventually settled in Falconbridge to be close to family. John was a sport parachutist, making over 170 jumps. And he was also an avid outdoorsman and especially enjoyed fishing and moose hunting. There were many trips to Ramsey Lake for walleye and to Tangent Bay for moose hunting expeditions, where, on a clear night, Hank Williams Sr. could be heard for miles. John will be greatly missed by all of his family and his many, many friends.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind. Into these last 9 beers, I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gone. Keep drinking until I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You're on my lonely mind. Last night I walked the floor, and the night before, you were on my lonely mind. It seems my life is through, and I'm so doggone blue. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't move a toe, and then maybe my heart won't hurt me so. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You're on my lonely mind. Lord, I've tried tears I can't hide. You are on my lonely mind. All these blues that I found have really got me down. You are on my lonely mind. I'm gonna keep drinking till I can't even think. 'Cause in the last week I ain't slept a wink. There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
Rewrite real quick.
What's our excuse this time?
Well, T, we'll just tell them. We're sitting up with a real sick friend of mine.
An amazing brain. You know, we just stopped there. But what is George Norton?
Here we are out on a binge.
Hey, we got no trouble.
Just doing our number.
When we was in Pittsburgh, oh man, she was a beautiful dream. Yeah.
You got smashed. Locked out in the hallway with nothing on but your BVDs.
Didn't have to tell her. Well, hey, let's have a pizza.
Oh.
I'm starving to death.
We've been drinking since 10.
9:30. Food is fattening.
Hotter than booze is happening.
Day. Dave, did you see that movie where this old gal took off all of her clothes?
No, I missed that. Was that on TV? I gotta spend more time at home.
Channel 3.
Oh.
Waitress, would you tell the guys in the band, play a song for me and my friend?
Hey, the great speckled bird
and a wild Irish rose. The neighborhood ladies are playing bridge with our wives.
Hey, we'll just stop by and sing them a song. I bet they'd be awful surprised.
I don't doubt it. Hey, we're out of money.
Well, give me a dime. We'll call one of our friends.
Hello, Bobby Bear. This is David and Tom.
Whiskey were a woman, I'd fuck. He said over his drink across the bar. But if whiskey were a man, I'd never leave him. And that's what makes this living so hard. 'Cause it's easy. it's harder to forget all he's done to me. If I can't drink to ease the pain, then what can I do? Is there really any way to get over you? If I'm not drinking, but I'm drunk on you. So I quit my drinking that day. I swore off the bottle again. Now there's nothing to ease my pain when you say you just wanna be my friend. And I know it's no running on back to him. But if I could just forget you, maybe I'd be happy again. If I can't drink to ease the pain, then what? If I'm not drinking, but I'm drunk on you. And if I kept drinking, I might forget your name. But he'd make sure
over you. Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy, and today is a special episode. This is our farewell to Uncle Fifi. That's right. And some of the music that Uncle Fifi loved, I just finished with a song by Marley Hale called Drunk on You. And before that was Tom T. Hall and Day Drinking. And then before that was Hank Williams Sr. and A Tear in My Beer. And you'll probably notice a theme of fishing, hunting, drinking, and partying. And that was Uncle Fifi and Aunt Chugs. Let's see. So where did Uncle Fifi, the name, come from? Because we heard from his obituary that he came from Timmins. So we know he's Timmins. He did have some francophone in him. Yeah, so the old tabernacle is one of his favorite words. He said that constantly amongst all of the other. You know what? He probably was so talented. Having been a man of the world, he probably swore in several languages. That's how sophisticated he was. And, of course, likes a good whiskey. And so when I was a kid growing up on the farm, and young parents and not being able to do anything, and I was rambunctious, to say the least, I guess. And so for whatever reason, I guess it was probably just because my aunt and my uncle liked me. They liked me probably more than my parents. So, for whatever reason, I got invited to go up to Garson to stay with Aunt Jugs and Uncle Fifi for a couple, 3 weeks, or maybe even like a month. It seemed like forever when you're a kid, so I don't really know. And spend the summer up in that area. And Uncle John and I would plan to go to various camping trips, and we'd just head into the bush. And I'll tell more stories about that. But I would go up there, and they had a taxi company. So it was in Garson, kind of a little small town outside of Sudbury. It'd be similar to, like, say, going to Bath. And they had this little cab company that they ran. And they had, like, a front office kind of thing that looked like a little old barbershop studio attached to the house. And they put up a command center in there for the cab company. So not unlike the farm, my aunt and uncle had a profession, a career, or whatever, a money-making scheme, we'll call it, that required their attention 24/7. So one way or another, they were somebody was up all night long. And they would even take the microphone that they would communicate with the drivers to bed at night. And they would get woken up at, 2 o'clock in the morning for somebody going from the Sudbury Airport to downtown or whatever. And they would have to log it and do all this stuff. And so what an interesting time. And so somebody was always chained to home. That means if you're chained at home and you're working, if you got to have fun, you have fun right where you're sitting. So John and Judy were kind of like the farm in a way that they were a vortex of activity where everybody came to them. The difference with the farm and being at Garson Taxi was that John and Judy were very, very open and accepting. The door was always open. There were multiple people, a couple old drunks from around town who had nowhere else to go, and that they would always end up at John and Judy's and be welcomed and included and accepted. And that was a very different thing for me. Being a kid out in the country and not being surrounded by anybody other than family and a few weird neighbors. And so being able to be in the middle of this and see all of these people in this small town come into this small little room and sit there and just smoke and drink and just do nothing all day except, go pick up somebody would leave to go pick up. They'd have a couple of the cars at the actual station and or, you know, where we were hanging out at their house. And then they would have a couple of out and around, one at the airport, you know, so on and so forth. So it was just a steady flow of people and laughter and cursing and swearing and hijinks. And it was incredible. As a young little DJ over easy, it was incredible. And I loved it. I loved it dearly. And the contrast of, you know, the life, it showed me as a young person that my parents were my parents. They chose a certain approach. They do a certain thing. But my aunt and uncle were very, very different. And John was the type of guy who ended up being the butt of everybody's joke, especially when you're a little kid. And, you know, little kids are shy and whatever. And everybody loved Uncle John because he was kind of like this clown type personality character. And so, for instance, he never ever called a child their own name. And one of the reasons why they have nicknames is because nobody ever was called by their actual name. So when the first time he met my daughter, Hattie, he started calling her Matilda for some strange reason. And he would say it the first time, and then we'd never remember. But from that moment on, Hattie was now known as Matilda. And he would always do it in a silly voice and almost act it out as if he was a performer. He'd be like, "Why, hello, Matilda, how are you?" And, you know, and they would pick on him and, you know, steal his cigarettes and be like, "You rotten little kid, I'm going to get you." And just very playful and including the children as, you know, the butt of their joke and the big victim to all of their hijinks while he's carrying on a conversation and having a smoke with everybody around him. But the laughter. That was the big difference between my home and their home when I got to go see them. And I'll never forget that. I'm very much model my behaviors when I'm meeting kids and playing with kids and, you know, various other ways. Uncle John had a huge impact. Absolute huge impact on me as a child, as a man, as a role model who was very different than my father. So one of the reasons why I came to love him, and he was an incredible friend and uncle throughout my life. So let's get into some more good music that he used to love to listen to. As I mentioned, I'm using YouTube, so the odd little ad or whatever will pop up. I'll just silence it out until it's done there, and then we can go on. But here we go. Let's go, Hank Williams Sr. again, of course, with "Dear John."
Whoa.
Yeah, whoa. Commercial. Whoa. Yes, Uncle Fifi, thank you for tuning in, everybody. We are listening to saying farewell to Uncle Fifi. And I am just waiting for a second here as YouTube. There we go.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note up on my door. Said, "Don't make me no coffee, babe, 'cause I won't be back no more." And that's all she wrote.
"Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now, John, I got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a guy that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again." And that's all she wrote.
"Dear John,
I've fetched your saddle home." Thank you. far with no address, nor she didn't say goodbye. All she said was, if you get blue, just hang your little head and cry. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now my gal's short and stubby, she's strong as she can be. But if that little old gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. In the lion's den, but I know a man that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I fetched your saddle home. Now I went down to the bank this morning. The cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, but your wife has done been in. And that's all she wrote. Sent your saddle home.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake, he laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, Sneaky Snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. Now, he doesn't have any arms or legs, you cannot see his ears. While we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then Sneaky Snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky Snake goes dancing, a giggling and a kissing. I don't like old Sneaky Snake, he laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath.
Only takes a matter of time, time and time again. You can't meet me at the bottom line when you ain't much of a friend. I listen to the preacher preaching, I listen to the wind, but all I heard was the dogs barking at the street's end. Don't even try to explain it, I'm not listening, all of your time is wasted. All of your time is wasted.
And welcome, everyone. This is Making Bacon. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the lower hall of Carruthers Building on the Queen's University campus. And this is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy. And today is a special episode. This is our farewell to Uncle Fifi. That's right. My Uncle John passed away this past week. And so we're remembering the joy and the laughter and the love that that man brought to the world. And I'm super happy to be able to get to share with you some stories and some of the music that he liked. Now, if you've noticed, if you listen to Make a Bacon, I'm very open to a good country song and have gone on and on about the local country legends that we have here and the incredible shows that I get to see at the Buckle and all of these wonderful things. Well, guess what? Guess what? It was Uncle John, Uncle Fifi, that was able to break me down on country. That's right. You know, growing up, I listened to a lot of hip hop. I was born the same year hip hop was, and it just was part of the culture, the pop stuff and all that. And, you know, yeah, but I hated country, back then, because I, at the time, you know, if the only country I'd really hear was the stuff that was played on Fly FM while we were milking cows, and that was the worst radio station in the world ever back then. It was so bad, at least for a small kid, like, so, you know, it was like water torture listening to Fly FM when it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're a 12-year-old kid milking cows and you got to listen to that radio station. Worst thing ever. So, but it was Uncle John and us going out and, you know, on our fishing expeditions out in the bush and having to listen to all his music and on the tape deck and all of that type of stuff. He showed me that country isn't all just white supremacist rants, and it isn't all just simpleton lyrics for, you know, all of the slow children that I went to school with, because that's how it came across to me. It was really just the music of the simple and, you know, like I said, just racist simpletons listen to country. But then, as you heard, Hank Williams Sr., Tom T. Hall, Johnny Cash, all these guys, they got some good music, some really good music. It made me laugh. And, you know, DJ Overeasy, if there's some music that makes me laugh, I'm in love. I fall in love with music that makes me laugh. I don't know why. So, so that's Uncle John. And let's see, what else can I say about Uncle John? When we would get ready to go out to our fishing expeditions and that, he would, well, Aunt Jugs would literally get a meal for everything. Uncle Fifi was always the cook on all the fishing stuff. He was the cook for all the hunting camps. Yeah, he just liked to cook and clean the fish up and all of that type of stuff. So, you know, those tasks that most people would complain about, find mundane, and Uncle John always did it, singing his own lyrics and making you laugh, because he would sing, he would, of course, make up his own lyrics for stuff, which is another thing that I do to this day for country music. Like, for instance, let's see some memorable ones. Sneaky Snake, the one you just listened to at Tom T. Doll. I mean, like, Sneaky Snake goes dancing, wiggling and hissing. I wanted, but he would say, when he goes wiggling through the grass. Oh, yeah, that's it. I don't like no Sneaky Snake. He looks just like a stick. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his little prick. So he'd sing something like that. And, Johnny Cash is, you know, the I Walk the Line. I'll play that one next for you. So instead of I Walk the Line, he'd sing, I keep my pants on with a piece of twine because you're mine. Please pull the twine. So that's Uncle Fifi. And he will be missed, but his joy and happiness, he was able to plant some of it into me, and I get to share that with you here today. So, you know, let's say thank you to Uncle Fifi and appreciate him for just spreading his joy.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Two, one, two, three, four, one. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money, honey, I've got the time. spot in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark and we won't fool around. If you run short of money, then I'll run short of time. If you got no more money, honey, I've no more time. If you got money, honey, I've got time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money, honey, I've got time.
Baby, I'm my father's son. He left this world when I was far too young. Put on his boots, still a little too big for you. I'm my father's son. So baby, I'm gonna find some gold down in the valley. It's where I am told with my two hands in a map of the land. Baby,
keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Hey, 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 you want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm